This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know that saying, all politics is local? Well, submitted for your approval, this corporate variant. All business depends on what kind of company you are. That's relevant today because for all of the wailing and gnashing of teeth about the supply chain mishigas going on right now, for a certain kind of company in this economy, honestly, it's supply chain crisis? What supply chain crisis? That was the message from big box retailers this week. Walmart and Target and Home Depot all told investors they've got plenty of inventory, thank you very much, to get them through the holidays. But with the logjam at the ports and the shortage of truck drivers and all the rest that we have been telling you about, how exactly did they pull that off? Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going.
You know those local news reports you see every Black Friday of shoppers engaged in hand-to-hand combat over that last power saw at Home Depot? Don't blame that on broken supply chains this year.
I wouldn't expect to see any glaring shortages of product.
Liz Suzuki is a retail analyst with Bank of America. She says big box retailers learned a lesson from Black Friday 2020, when they actually wanted fewer customers in store and more online.
They did pre-buy or just bought, you know, 1 or 2 months before they normally would have. So then again, they did that for spring. They took that into this year's holiday season as well.
Beyond being well prepared, big box retailers get VIP treatment from freight carriers simply because they're big, says Jason Miller, a professor at Michigan State University.
They're going to get prioritized by the ocean carriers. And they're going to get preferential treatment on the inland transportation side from the railroads as well as from trucking companies, given the size and scale.
Miller says the hype around retailers chartering their own cargo ships is overblown, but many are finding novel ways around those backed up ports, especially for expensive items. Terry Esper is a professor of logistics at Ohio State.
Companies like a Walmart, for example, that sells a ton of technology, I would assume that they probably leverage their air cargo capabilities to be able to, you know, essentially fly over, pun intended, the congestion on the West Coast.
That's an option most small businesses can't afford. Part of the reason many big box retailers have picked up market share this year. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.